Massachusetts single-family home sales in April rose 34.7%, the highest April sales increase since 2012, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of The Banker and Tradesman. I'm Jeff Smith, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good, good.
First question would be, with Massachusetts single-family home sales yielding its highest percentage in 4 years, what factors do you believe helped contribute to this?
Well, the strong sales volume that we are seeing this year comes on the tail of a double-digit increase in sales last year. So far this year, sales of single-family homes are up 31%. Last year, they increased by 10%. So the surge in sales is real and it's sustained. I attribute a lot of it to pent-up demand. We had a long and scary recession. People put off any consideration of a home purchase while the number of sales fell year after year for 6 or 7 straight years. With the job market improved and with the stock market and the economy getting on more solid ground, people are now ready to do what they would have done years ago if I only had the nerve to do it back during the recession. And that's to buy a home. And with interest rates still at historically low levels, the purchase of homes seems doable to these people. Adding to the volatile mix is the fact that in many communities, the median price is still well below the peak pricing that we saw back in 2005. With demand strong and affordability high and the economic outlook bright, the conditions really resemble a perfect storm. I think we'll see strong sales gains through most of the year.
Interesting. There were 4,278 single-family homes sold this month, while median sales prices remain relatively low at $336,850. How long do you think home seekers can capitalize on these trends?
Well, it's incredible that we see such strong demand, but we have modest supply, and that has not pushed prices up more rapidly. The median price has increased by 2 to 3% in each of the past 2 years. In the current year, prices are flat so far. Can this continue? Should it continue? Well, I would say yes for a couple of reasons. First, mortgage interest rates are likely to rise later this year. That will add pressure and push prices down as buyers try to keep their monthly costs low. The other factor is stagnant income. An improved economy has done a good job of creating jobs and getting people back to work. But employers are still skimpy with raises. Without more income, home buyers cannot pay more. 10 to 15 years ago, home prices rose more rapidly than personal income. A bubble formed and a long, deep recession followed when the bubble burst. Some communities close to Boston and within Boston itself show signs of a feeding frenzy and rapid growth in home prices. But most communities in Massachusetts show few signs of prices getting out of hand.
And lastly, condominium sales in Massachusetts reached 1,722 this month, the highest amount of sales in April since 2010. Do you see this as a strong indicator of things to come this summer?
Well, I see that demographics and the popularity of urban living is driving the surge in condominium sales and in the higher prices that we are seeing. I think the trend will continue. From our offices in the Seaport District, we see residential towers going up in every direction. Demand for more housing is strong, and the developers of condos and apartments are reaping the benefits. It looks like business is booming until it busts.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.
Good.